Oh, look, there's a heron flying over. Isn't that gorgeous? Oh, look at
stunning.
Yeah, and a kingfisher. Did you see the kingfisher just buzzing across there?
Charlie Horan runs Go With The Flow Adventures on the River Barrow in County Carlow. We're kayaking near Barras on a beautiful May day.
So we're in a traditional Canadian canoe and we're just after leaving Clashgany Harbour. So we're heading in the direction of Gregnamana. The nature of this river has been this way now for 300 years. The towpath along the side here where the horses used to pull the barges 250 years ago. All the woodland, you know, all the tall pines. I've had so many people say to me that, you know, this is British Columbia. This is Vancouver. This is the South Island in New Zealand. These are the kind of pictures that are evoked in people's minds. Even if they haven't visited these countries, you can be sure they've seen the photographs on National Geographic.
At 192 kilometres, it's Ireland's second longest river. The Barrow Way is a trail that starts from County Kildare to St Mullins in Carlow's south, but you can technically start the route from Dublin.
It's doable, you know, I mean, the path is there. I've cycled from the Bord Gáis Theatre to St Mullins on several occasions. Because once you get out past Inchicore, I mean, it's all traffic free. And you're out in the countryside, birds are singing, and water by your side is just so calm and peaceful.
Last month on Bord Planála refused permission for a controversial blue way along the Carlow section of the trail, which would have opened it up to casual cyclists. A blue way is like a greenway, but beside water rather than a former rail line. The 11 million euro proposal to pave over what's now a verdant grassy trail proved to be hugely divisive. These people taking a break along the Barrow at St Mullins had mixed feelings about it.
We love to come down here by the river and walk down by the river and we enjoy cycling as well.
And you would have been in favour of the Blue Way going ahead?
Very much so. We've cycled the water of Blue Way on several occasions and we find it brilliant.
You were against it?
Yeah, I've walked this from Gregnamana to St Mullins a good few times. It's perfect. Once you've gone 100 yards, you're into silence, everything. I've walked on other ones that have been done, and you just be walking, and a guy on a mountain bike comes by, and it'll knock you into the river. People on bikes are moving much faster.
We've come here a few times throughout the years, and we just love it, and I really do love that it is unspoiled, and it's beautiful by the river. But now that we've discussed it previously, I do think that one massive pro of having the Blue Way is for people with disabilities and people with prams and whatnot to be accessible for everyone.
This is my first time walking it, and it is so natural in terms of the flora, the fauna, the wildlife all the way down along, and anything done to spoil it in a big way would be a sin. But I do think that maybe the fear is around the work being done to produce the end product rather than what the end product is going to be.
In Waterford, it seems to have brought more families out, you know, healthier lifestyle, not just sat in front of the television. It really is beautiful, and people can go out with their prams, with their bikes, whole families go cycling. You know, and it's brought a lot more business to the areas as well.
Ultimately, the project fell over the threat it posed to wildlife in a designated area of conservation. The planning authority also believed too big an increase in numbers would spoil the experience. Waterways Ireland is considering its options. One avenue open to it would be to challenge on Bord Planála's decision in the courts. Martin O'Brien owns the Mullican Cafe on the river. He wants the project to go ahead.
I think that it has to happen. In some guys, a lot of people want this to happen. They want it for their kids, they want it for fitness. I think if you're in a wheelchair, you'd know all about it if you try to go anywhere. What makes it unique is it's flat. So for anybody who has any form of bad knees, bad hips, bad legs, it's smooth. But if you don't maintain something like that, you get ruts, you get boggy areas, you get parts of the line is actually sinking. It would be lovely to see somebody standing up and saying, hold on a minute, you can't just block something forever because of this great biodiversity. You know, it's a fit-all excuse, I think.
Right, okay, but we do have to take that seriously because there was that recent report about how there's been massive decrease in biodiversity and we are effectively clearing habitats. So it is a fine line we have to walk there.
Oh, absolutely, but is this, when you're interfering with biodiversity, is that removing ditches? Is that draining land? You know, is that the use of pesticides? Is that the use of... I don't believe that people with their kids cycling down a river is going to interfere with biodiversity. I mean, that's stretching it. And you could bring employment to all those small towns and villages. Otherwise, they're going to die. You need employment for the young people. even to be part-time employment. I don't know about yourself, but I worked in pubs, I worked in hotels, I thinned turnips. But that opportunity is not there now for kids. It's stunning along that river. It really is stunning. So is it for the few or is it for us all? It should be for us all.
Broadcaster and journalist Olivia O'Leary led the Save the Barrow Line campaign. She says she cried tears of joy when the Blue Way was refused.
I'm very happy. It shows that the planning system works and that they listen when the local community objects, but also that they obey the EU's rules. You know, the EU imposed on the area of the Barrow Nore Valley special area of conservation. The level of wildlife that you get in this wildlife corridor is just extraordinary. You're walking along, you can't even hear your own footfall because you've got grass underfoot the whole way. You're looking at kingfishers, swifts, you're looking at otters in the river. You're often, you know, you'll see stoats, you'll see sometimes owls overhead in the evening time. It is magic. A friend of mine called it the Path of Dreams. And certainly, if I were allowed to market it, that's the name that I would put on this place. It's utterly beautiful. And where you sit, there's almost always a weir. And on that weir, there's always a heron. If you love wild places, and I love wild places, this is absolutely unique. And, you know, the danger is you shove down a hard surface, you put a greenway beside a living river, you ruin something unique, a jewel which is already there. So, you know, think long term, and then you're thinking about sustainable development of those areas and of those towns. Not just a me too, copycat following of a greenway idea which works for old railways but is wrong for a river which is deep and fast flowing and which floods every year.
So what could be done that would keep everyone happy? Charlie Horn is amongst those who thinks modest investment and a decent marketing campaign could see the Barrow Way becoming as big a tourist attraction as the Cliffs of Moher.
Really, that I think we need to put out there is that it's here, it's on our doorstep, and there's absolutely no doubt about it. It could accommodate, you know, a hundredfold the amount of people that are currently using it. But the rest of the infrastructure isn't there to support those numbers. First of all, there isn't anywhere near enough accommodation. There isn't enough sanitary facilities. The path needs to be maintained. And if you can do it for a golf course, why can't you do it for a lovely walking, cycling path down along the river?
Olivia O'Leary thinks it could be marketed as a Camino-type destination.
It can be sold as a pilgrimage path, like the Camino in Spain. And there is an historical connection. St. Mullins, which is the end of the path, is a 17th century monastic settlement. But it was also the way people would come down from the Dublin area to take the boat to La Coruña to do the Camino in Spain. Anybody who's been on the Camino knows that in those provincial towns you have places that get by on selling maps, on selling footwear, on selling rain gear, whatever, you can do that. But there is also room for eco-walks and ecological tourism. You know, tell people about it and they will come.
Fáilte Ireland has told News Talk it invested more than €1.5 million in marketing Ireland's ancient East as a domestic holiday destination, and that it also partners with local tourism businesses to develop attractions. Waterways Ireland says it's considering its options in the wake of On Board Planola's decision, and it'll be outlining its plans in the coming weeks.